What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Hayes was at the Field of Dreams game in Iowa. The game was a bit of a clunker, but my gosh, the pageantry around it. Dan's with us on the John Schuster Coble Banker Hotline. He's written about this at The Athletic. Dan, how was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, it's funny. You know, you're a little worried going in because there's one way in and one way out. It's two lanes, and you're in a town of 4,000 trying to host an event for like 7,000 to 8,000 people. A little concerning, but they pulled it off so well. And apparently they've really gotten it kind of honed in over the last 5 years since they started doing these. It's fantastic. Like the facility itself is great. The clubhouses are immaculate. The dugouts, like everything about it. And then, you know, you like when all that's in place, it really allows you to like focus on what is going on. And when they roll out 26 Hall of Famers, the most that have attended a game, they always, you know, the Hall of Famers obviously go to Cooperstown together and in mass numbers there. But to go to a game together, that's the most that have been in a single game since the 2008 All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium. And it was amazing just to see that group roll out of the cornfields, you know, Paul Molitor and Jim Cott, Joe Mauer. And then the rest of that group was just tremendous. Everything about it was so cool, you know, and it obviously, look, this is a place that it's nostalgia based. You look at the movie, I would even argue it's not in my top five baseball movies because it's a little bit like too much on the, on the emotions. It plays into that a little bit too much for me. Like I love it. I still watch it. But I like other baseball movies better. But when you get there and you get to see the place, you know, it makes it pretty special. Like, honestly, it blew away my expectations for it.
Yeah, we were talking about baseball movies on the show yesterday, and I agree with you. Like, I like it, but I don't love this movie. But the imagery and what they've done with that site, and certainly what they did with the broadcast of the game yesterday was, it was a reminder of the history of baseball, of how simple the game can be, how interwoven it is in American history. I don't know. It was all the feels, you know?
It is. And look, that's exactly what the movie represents, and I appreciate it for that reason. Like, it's just supposed to tell you, like, this game's been here for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know, your generations, your family, if you're a baseball fan, chances are the generations before you loved it too. And, you know, it can tie you to your grandfather that you have no relationship with, you know, like stuff
right,
like that. Like,
right.
And so that's the beauty of this sport. And yeah, they nailed it yesterday because I was so worried about logistics going in. I'd heard some logistical nightmares. A lot of my friends, the Cubs and the White Sox played in the first two. They each hosted each year, and I had heard some nightmares, you know, like they didn't even have running water going back about 4 years ago. So you wonder about that kind of thing. And then you get there and man, it was fantastic.
It's fathers and sons, right? That's so much of the lore of baseball. And you saw Byron Buxton playing catch with his son Brixton before the game. You heard Cody Clemens talking to his dad in the middle of as the game's going on about how excited they both were to go have a catch together on the field after the game. that part, that romance of baseball. I know that the line comes from Moneyball, that how can you not be romantic about baseball? But that romance of baseball was so on display last night at this, throughout everything, all the festivities, the game itself. It was just phenomenal.
Man, my favorite anecdote about that is actually Tommy Nance. His dad passed away last year from ALS after 11 years battling ALS in April, and he got to write his dad's initials into the mound. And, like, you know, he said he and his dad watched that movie all the time. And they loved that movie, watching it together. And it's like, I have the same thing with my dad about this movie. It drives me nuts that I know how I'm going to feel the last 10 minutes of the movie every time, you know? Like, I know what's going to happen, and I hate it, but I love it. Right? And getting to hear him talk about that, he said that, you know, since his dad's passed, he's actually in tough moments on the mound. If the game's getting big, he has conversations with his dad at that moment, and it's helped him get through, like, these tough spots. And especially since he came back to the majors following his dad's death last year. And like, just hearing that is just, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. So it was really cool in so many ways. And you mentioned Byron Buxton and Cody Clemens. Justin Morneau got to do that with his son. Joe Mauer got to do that with his son. Paul Molitor, who I remember when his son was 12 years old and on the bench in 2018. And, you know, his kids got 4 or 5 inches on him now, and they're there. But one of the cooler ones also was, I saw Corey Provis amongst the crowd yesterday, and I'm sure he got stopped a zillion times, but he was there with his son, Cooper, and that's the first time that he got to go to a game with his son. And it was that one, because there were no Twins TV broadcasts last night. So imagine the first time you actually get to take your son to a game, and it was the Field of Dreams game. That had
come
to be
on,
pretty
come cool. Come on. Like, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah. What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Pretty cool stuff. Good stuff. Dan Hayes, the game, though, I don't know how much you read into a game with such an unusual circumstance and all the emotions around it, but the Twins stunk. It was brutal last night.
It was. The Luke Keyshaw play, you know, he goes a long way to get that ball. And was in place, and, you know, it's a tough play. I mean, you're leaping, but, you know, if it's Byron Buxton, he probably catches that, right? And I think a lot of outfielders, Luke Keyshaw hits off his glove. Keyshaw was frank about it afterwards. He's not an excuse maker. And by the way, he was the best offensive player on the team yesterday, and that's what he's here for. But, you know, like that happens, and the game kind of gets away. The Twins still had a shot. Royce Lewis faced Aaron Nola with the bases loaded, and Nola didn't throw him a strike, and Lewis struck out on 3 pitches. Just an outstanding job by Nola. Taj Bradley probably could have been better, but he still walked 4 guys, and that's what gets him in trouble, and he needed to be better. But I will say that a lot of the playing conditions, like the ball Brooks Lee hit is a home run at Target Field, and it's 10 rows back. It was a fly out to the shy of the track last night. There were a lot of guys on both sides, because I got the quotes from our Phillies writer that was there too. A lot of guys were talking about the conditions and how the ball is getting knocked down. And there was during BP, you could notice it. I talked to Justin Morneau about it. And I was like, look at that corn. Are you swinging for the fences in BP and wasting BP on just trying to hit home runs? He said, absolutely. I don't care. And, you know, nobody really could get it out because the wind was blowing directly in from left. And that's what happens when you play in a facility that there's no stadium there to knock down the winds like typically there is.
Sure.
And so, like, you had Buxton mentioned it, that we got to second base after his double. that one of the Phillies infielders was talking about it. And, you know, I think that Kyle Schwarber, you know, he hits the two home runs. I thought the two balls he hit to center that were flyouts were actually better chances of being home runs. And neither of them came close, but he crushed those two pitches. So it was a strange, like, from that condition standpoint, I think it's a one-off. I don't think you put too much stock into it. But also, that's not saying that this is a Philly team that's better than the Twins. I mean, there's no question about that. Like, and the Twins have a tough run right now because they're facing the Phillies, then they play the Braves, and then they go to San Diego. And all three of those teams are fighting for playoff contention. I think the Phillies were half out going into last night, and San Diego had just overtaken them. But this is going to be a really tough stretch right here that we have see 8 more games from the Twins, and it could they really need to just try to get through it as close to 500 as possible.
Dan, appreciate it. People can read your notes from the game and recap at The Athletic, and they should subscribe, but we're glad to have you with us on Fridays. Thanks, Dan. Enjoy the night off.
Hey, Jason. Thanks, man.
Twins off tonight, back in action at Target Field tomorrow and right here on News Talk 830, the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.